You cried for help and relief. Got a question. What happens when you go to the Lord and the Lord does not give relief? The Lord remains silent. Turn with me in closing to Job 23. Job 23. Circumstances don't change. God remains silent. Job 23, all I want to do is look at one verse, verse 2. Even today, my complaint is rebellion. His hand is heavy, despite my groaning. God is not going to let up. Job goes where he should. He went to the Lord with his groaning. But not only does the Lord not give relief, his hand, note what it says, his hand remains heavy. He seems almost to add to it. And this is the agony that Job is in. And this is where we'll pick it up, the verse 24 next week. And my cries pour out like water, the second half of the verse. Okay, let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we've seen two men, two believers. To one man, it is, to one believer, Heavenly Father, it is a total mystery. The burden of his soul. To another man, Heavenly Father, it is quite clear. But we see two men appealing to your love and your grace. And Heavenly Father, we know ahead in all of these things that you have a plan, you have a reason. You're working with Job, you're working with David. You're working with each one of us. Sometimes we look at some believers and they seem to have no problems. We look at other believers and it seems that their whole life is problems. Why? We reach the point, Heavenly Father, where we see that we trust you in our own lives and in dealing with others. We do not become anyone's judge. Not even do we judge you. Especially do we not judge you. We simply, Heavenly Father, say, we have to trust you. You're working all things to good. Thank you for our study tonight, Father. Thank you for our time together. Pray you give everyone a safe trip home. In Christ's name. Amen. Artifacts. Anything. They can only reach back to around 4,500. Hold on, man's been here for a million years. Well, okay. But for a million years, man was pretty quiet. Must not have been any women. That's a joke. Don't you get upset with me. And but all of a sudden, we hear about man. We hear from man. Now, things were rolling along fine. And, for an example, in the garden until the angelic infiltration. And then when things were rolling along. And then, before we even get to Abraham here, we have things rolling along, and then we have infiltration, angelic infiltration. And this brings about the worldwide flood. So here we have a worldwide flood. Now, we studied the flood in one of our series of studies, and it is interesting that while a lot of skeptics deny the worldwide flood, there are so many accounts of it in so many different literatures of different people around the world. And so it is to be understood as worldwide flood. And then they're recorded in ancient manuscripts, not just in what we call Christian manuscripts, but in a lot of manuscripts. Things moved along, and then, pow, let me just go here as a garden. I don't want to just see all that flows. The garden, and then we come to the infiltration. We'll call this the Great Flood, and how this is the antediluvian civilization comes into play. and things are rolling along, and then, pow, the next thing happens. We have the Tower of Babel. Now, this is going to be fun, because with the Tower of Babel, we have what?